Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.
Greetings, stranger friends. I thought I'd try something a little different here for the trailer reaction, trailer review. I'm going to go in depth through the trailer in this episode. But first, I thought it would be fun to hit record and be able to see a live reaction to the trailer as it's unfolding. I'm watching the live event right now on YouTube, and we're talking, this is 30 seconds away from the actual whatever is going to happen. The chat on the YouTube is going crazy. People on Twitter are going crazy. We are at 20 seconds away. We're not going to have good audio here because it's just going to be me talking into my recorder, standing next to my my computer or sitting next to my computer. I'm excited. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, there's 10 seconds left. The clock is going cuckoo. 9, 7, I can't count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go, everybody. Oh, a QR code. I can't scan that right now. I'll have to go back and look at that. Here we go. Hawkins National Laboratory, U.S. Department of Energy. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Is that Hopper? What? It's almost at the end. Is that what he said? Oh, my God. What was that? Was that like a demon? Hawkins National Laboratory. Okay. Was that still not the trailer? That's still not the trailer. You don't expect me to hit this QR code to get the trailer, do you? To watch, go to the Stranger Things YouTube page. Oh, God. Now I got to click somewhere else. Okay, I'm there. Did I screw up? I screwed up. Go to the Stranger Things YouTube page. Okay. I'm here. I'm at the Stranger Things YouTube page. Stranger Thing Saturday morning cartoons, that's old. I'm here. Oh, are they giving us time? Giving everyone time to get there? Should I have left? Oh, crap. Should I have gone back? I'm here. Go to the Stranger Things YouTube page. Okay. I don't want to click on this QR code. Oh, wait. It's over on the right side. Oh, goodness gracious. Here we go.
Okay. You've broken everything.
You've broken everything. Oh, there's the gate. Oh, my goodness gracious. The clock. The Creel House.
Is almost at an end.
Your suffering's almost at the end. There was definitely some sort of demon. Here we go. Oh, boy. Billy Hargrove. Oh.
Dear Billy, I don't know if you can even hear this.
My goodness gracious. That was his grave. Oh. I'm just going to watch this.
Ever since you left, everything's been a total disaster.
I know that song. Here we stand. I know that song. That's Journey. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm getting chills. This Hopper.
I relocated you guys far from Hawkins because I thought you'd be safe.
Russian stamps? We gotta watch this again. I'm just watching this.
War is coming. I'm afraid your friends at Hawkins are very much in the eye of the storm.
I don't have my powers.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. Without you, we can't win this war.
Okay, so they... Oh my God, they know that 11 is the key. Bats!
It all... On the other side.
On the other side.
And they made it on the other side. They're in the upside down. They're hanging on the upside down.
I was convinced I was put here for some other reason.
Oh my God.
Maybe I can still help. Even if it's the last thing I do.
Every ending. Oh, I'm... At the beginning.
People say Hawkins is...
Ooh, flashback. Ooh. Oh, boy. Flying Max? What? I saw Robert Englund. Some guitar shredding. Like a distraction. There's a
charge.
Holy moly. What is that?
You have lost.
That is some sort of demon thing. Holy shit.
Here we stand, worlds apart, hearts broken in two.
I'm not gonna try to hit that note.
Two.
Hello again, stranger friends, and welcome back. Welcome back to Stranger Danger. Welcome back to Stranger Things. It's been a little while since you've last heard from me. I think the last thing I talked about was a couple posters and the dates, the official dates, the release dates, which are very exciting. But what we all wanted, what we all have been waiting for, we finally got today, April 12th, 2022, the official trailer for Stranger
things for? What did it do? Caused us to get excited, caused us to ask so many questions, and as excited and happy as it made us, all it really did was make us say, Jesus, we have to wait until May 27th? And to top it off, we only get the first half on May 27th. Then we have to wait until July 1st to get the second half. Now, there are 9 episodes in this season, and we're still not entirely sure what's going to be released the first half, like how many. There are 9 episodes. I'm hoping, now it's 5 weeks later, so are they trying to say, are they going to do like the old TV thing where give you 5 weeks to watch a show and then boom, here are the last 4? I hope not. I actually hope we only get 4 so that July 1st we get a larger chunk to sink our ravenous Demogorgon teeth into. But that's for another day. That's for another time. We're not worried about the episodes right now. We're not worried about when they're going to be released. We are just here to talk about that trailer. So yesterday, I saw the stream go up. And I don't know if it was Netflix Geeked or Stranger Things or Netflix itself on Twitter. Somebody posted that there was a video up, and I clicked on it, and lo and behold, there's a grandfather clock looking much like the clock in the Creel House with this weird music being played. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, something's going to happen at 10 a.m. And at 10 a.m., something did happen. A 24-hour countdown. Oh my God. You got to be kidding me. We got to wait 24 hours. But we all did. It was the longest 24 hours a Stranger Things fan has felt in quite some time. But it gave us like a definitive moment to be excited. So this morning, around 9:55, I'm getting all excited. And I thought, well, wait a second. I know I want to do a trailer like reaction slash kind of examination. Why don't I do the trailer reaction live as it's happening? So that's why I turned on my recorder, I turned on my recorder, watched the live stream, and then, and the live stream was fun because they had these like actors like dressed as Hawkins laboratory people, you know, writing, taking notes and watching the clock. The clock had like tentacles or vines on it from the upside down. And I hit record and started watching the countdown, very excited. And then a QR code popped up and it said, go watch the trailer. I'm like, what? I was expecting the trailer to start playing right away. As you could see, I guess you couldn't see it, but as you could hear in my reaction, I was like, what is going on? I went to the Stranger Things YouTube channel, couldn't find it. Finally, I saw it in the right-hand side, in the column, clicked on it, and the rest was history. So, without further ado, let's go through this trailer. So,
you've broken everything.
And stop. This is going to happen a ton while we go through this. Right away, we hear a voice, the ominous voice. You've broken everything. We've had villains. We've had monsters. We've never had one that spoke directly to us. We've had the Mind Flayer that spoke through the people, I think through Billy, right? Didn't Billy talk for it? Definitely those possessed people. So this, I think, is definitely upping the ante upping the fright and the villain. And the first thing we see are some fiery remains of what looks to be the lab that was below the mall, right? Because that ended in a big explosion where Hopper, we thought, you know, died, and the gate was closed. And it looks like, based on what we're seeing here, that this is kind of showing the aftermath of that, but with a very ominous voiceover. So let's keep rolling.
Your suffering is almost at an end.
Okay, I'm stopping again. Your suffering is almost at an end. It cuts over to what we know now as the Creel House, and that pesky grandfather clock again. Definitely, it seems like this is the beginning of the end, right? Did I say that already? I'm wondering, is this villain that we're going to talk a lot more about, is it the big bad of them all? Is the Demogorgon and the Mind Flayer, are they both agents of this threat? Is this like, okay, I've sent my my soldiers, I've sent my generals, now I'm going in myself? I can't help but wonder, you know? Ugh. Okay, we're only 22 seconds in, so buckle in, folks. We're in for a fun little ride. Let's hit play. Ah! Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I hit play right at the wrong time, and we saw those scary eyes again. Netflix logo, and now we go. Oh, there's Max. And the cemetery of Billy. I'm going to back it up a little bit there. Billy Hargrove, born March 29th, 1967, which, doesn't that feel ancient? Died July 4th, 1985. Gone but not forgotten.
Dear Billy, I don't know if you can even hear this.
Now, the first time I heard it, I was like, I know that. Da-na-na-na-na. What are they doing there? And it took me, you heard in the live reaction, I was like, why do I know that tune? So we cut over from, and of course it's Journey Separate Ways, which when you hear the lyrics and you think about it, here we stand, worlds apart, heart broken in two. The song is called Separate Ways, Worlds Apart, in parentheses. Think about all our characters. All of them are gone their separate ways. They are worlds apart, just like Steve Perry was singing. Steve Perry, was the singer of Journey in the 1980s. You know, the Don't Stop Believin' band. You know who I'm talking about. So when we leave Max at the cemetery, it cuts over to an upside down shot, a really kind of weird shot that I didn't really notice the first time, but looking at it, it's definitely some sort of crime scene. There's all these people lined up behind a barricade, and I'm going slow through it. I'm like tracking through it. Police car, a couple police cars, an ambulance, and there's definitely somebody in a body bag. And the way it's cut, it looks like we see...
Ever since you left, everything's been...
Oh, Max is given the narration. We see in a car, we see Steve, Dustin, and Robin. It looks, at least the way this trailer is cutting it, it looks like they're reacting to whatever accident or whatever that scene is, that police and the emergency scene, whatever it is. It looks like they're reacting to that. But you know how trailers are. Sometimes they can put it together and make it, you know, seem one way. Because, I mean, it's very sunny where the accident is. It's not quite as sunny where Steve, Dustin, and Robin are.
A total disaster.
We see cheerleaders. Oh, there's Lucas. He's on the Hawkins basketball team.
He tried to be happy. Normal.
Okay, it's going to take me forever to go through. As I said, we see Lucas on the basketball team. We see Mike and Dustin are in the crowd. And Dustin's wearing a hat that says thinking cap. Mike is wearing a shirt that says the Hellfire Club. And we know that is an episode title. And I know one of the new characters is a cheerleader, right? Now, while that's going on at Hawkins High School, we cut over to Lenora High School, where we see Eleven and Will kind of looks like they're walking in for the day.
Normal.
That's Eleven waving to someone who's not waving back. And everything Max is saying is getting cut up.
I know that.
Let's go back to hear what Max actually said again. I tell you guys, we're going to be doing this all night.
Dear Billy.
Dear Billy.
I don't know if you can even hear this. Ever since you left, everything's been...
Body in a body bag.
A total disaster.
Steve, Robin, and Dustin. Basketball.
For a while, we tried to be happy.
Tried to be happy.
Normal. I know that's impossible.
Okay, gotta stop here. She says, we tried to be happy, we tried to be normal. I know that's impossible. Now we see Max in the halls of the high school looking at the gosh darn Creel House clock. Looking at the Creel House clock. It seems to be like inside the wall or coming through the wall, much like... Didn't the Demogorgon come through the wall at the end of season one? What in the world is going on there? And why do I have a southern accent all of a sudden? All right, let's hit play. We're only a minute in. I feel like I want to do this and then go through it all over again. So we see the clock. Now, is this a dream? Is this some sort of a haunting? What is happening here, Max? The clock is definitely there, and it looks like the wall's cracked, like almost something pushed it into the wall, or it's trying to break through the wall. Oh, Steve Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Here we stand, worlds apart, hearts broken in two. We cut to Russia. We see some snow. We see what looks like a bunch of prisoners in a line by a train. The first time we see it, the first thing we see, again, I'm going to go back a little, and that looks like a laboratory or a very elaborate prison. Maybe it's just an elaborate prison. Maybe it's the same thing because there's the train tracks. We zoom in. We see some line. I'm just assuming the line is of soldiers because we see some guys standing around them. I'm thinking with guns. We see barbed wire. It looks like some guards up on a post. And we see a quick shot of Jim Hopper, Bald Hopper in Russia. And that is that quick. But I think what it's doing is showing how all our people, all our friends are separate. And if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. One of my favorite things is when all our groups that are separate and scattered about having their own adventures, when they come together, it is one of the most satisfying things in any story, but I love it mostly in Stranger Things. So I rewound it a little bit again, because why not?
Apart, hearts broken in two. far from Hawkins.
Okay, number one, there's a voice saying, I've relocated you guys far from Hawkins. Is that Dr. Owens? Is that Sam Owens saying that, Paul Reiser? I know we do see his face later. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm wondering if that is him saying that. Because we see him talking to Eleven later. So I'm assuming or guessing that this is part of that conversation. But I'm going to go back a little bit because they're at a thing called Rink-O-Mania, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. For those of you who don't know, the 80s was a boom for the roller rink. Now, I think it's probably big in the 70s too, but I was a little too young then, but my goodness, the 80s. We had a place called Roll On America that we would go to for birthday parties, or sometimes there'd be school parties. I remember my dream was to, for a Halloween party, wear a werewolf mask and skate around while Thriller was being played. I don't think it ever happened, but I remember it being a goal, a dream that I had, a dream unachieved. So at the roller rink, we see, Mike with Eleven and Will. So Mike obviously went to California, and to me, it looks like Finn, the character Mike, my guess is he's saying, I'm going to California. Isn't this how people dress in California? Like, is he trying to dress like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Like, he's got the white sunglasses, this like yellow shirt over another t-shirt. He's got the visor. I feel like there's going to be some sort of joke where he's like, yeah, this is how kids in California dress, right? And I just feel bad that he's skating with Eleven and they look like they're having fun. And you just see Will behind him, behind both of them, in like a nice button-down shirt, a nice solid pair of slacks, and just kind of standing there skating like, yep, I'm the third wheel. A beautiful shot of a disco ball. I'm going to hit play.
Oh, because I thought you'd be safe.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Dr. Sam Owens. So we see Joyce Byers. We see a package that is addressed to her. We don't see the full address, but I do see Joyce By, which is, I'm sure, short for Joyce Byers. And there are 20. Look at how quick I did that math. There are 20 stamps on this package. And this package is coming from Russia. Definitely. Because we see the Soviet Union kind of sickle and hammer sign on these stamps. You got to wonder, who sent this? I think, my guess, just thinking outside right now, thinking about this, Hopper couldn't send this. So someone is sending this on his behalf. That's just a guess, because if he was able to send a package, then he would be able to escape, I guess. I mean, think about it today. He would just pick up his phone and use Wi-Fi to do a call and be like, Joyce, hi, it's me. I'm good. See you soon. But that wasn't available in the Soviet Union in the 1980s. All right. Wow. It's a minute 26 seconds. Look at this. We're not even halfway there. Hitting play. Stopping. Is that a helicopter outside? We see Jonathan Byers, Will Byers, and Mike. So Mike is visiting. We know that by now. There's definitely a helicopter outside.
A war is coming.
The helicopter is landing right outside whatever house, the new Byers house. What is going on? That has to be Dr. Sam Owens landing, right? right? Oh my gosh, this is... I'm having so much fun doing this right now, I don't want it to end.
A war is coming.
A war is coming. Okay, stop again. We see them outside the Creel house. We see the other half of our gang. We see Robin, Nancy, Dustin, Lucas, Max, and Steve all going into that haunted Creel house.
I'm afraid your friends at Hawkins are very much in the eye of the storm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So they're all, there's this, the same group in the Creel house. They're the Hawkins six. Did I count six? Max, Nancy, Robin, Dustin, Lucas, Steve. So they're very much in the eye of the storm. I know I got that wrong. He just said it.
I'm afraid your friends at Hawkins are very much in the eye of the storm.
Oh, I got that exactly right. So they all have their flashlights out and they're flickering. Something's going on in that house. And they all kind of shine up to a light bulb that is on. Well, what is going on here?
I don't have my powers.
What? Okay, Eleven doesn't have her powers. Wait a minute. No, that... She had her powers at the end. Or did, oh my god. Didn't she... She was having trouble with them. It has been a long time, folks. She was having trouble with them. Oh my god. I know Billy sacrificed himself. Wasn't it like, oh yeah, you'll get them back. They'll come back. She was trying to use them to move. And, whatever's going on, she doesn't have her powers back yet. And we see her at this, I'm guessing the diner.
I don't have my powers.
There's Mike, just kind of chilling.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it.
Oh, okay. Mike is not chilling. Mike is watching a van go away, and the van says prison transport. And inside that van is Eleven. And I know we saw footage of her like being taken or being dragged in. We saw her like being apprehended by some guys by the van. So that must be the moment where she is taken away. Now, where are they? They're outside, looks like the Lenora Hills Treasurer. There's a sign for that. But I don't know what building Mike is standing in front of. This is what I think we're seeing here. So, Eleven's taken away, you know, looks like forcefully in this van. And Mike is kind of watching, hopeless, helpless. We see it kind of a sad thing.
I don't know how to say this other than just to say it.
She's in the van and he's just kind of watching away. So we see Owen saying, I don't know how to say this. I'm just going to say it.
Without you, we can't win this war.
Oh, it's Sam Owens, all right. And he says, without you, we can't win this war. And they're in that cafe. And we see two dudes in suits hanging out. My assumption is, oh my gosh, it's nighttime now. Does this have something to do with the helicopter? At some point they take her so that Sam Owens can meet her. Now remember, Sam Owens turned out to be a good guy. He helped Eleven. He helped her get officially adopted. So that she had a name. It was L. Hopper, right? And so he's definitely one of the good guys. He's coming right out and saying, Eleven, you're our only hope.
Without you, we can't win this war.
Oh, this summer. Oh, my God. Now when the music really kicks in, ladies and gentlemen, Demogorgon bats, Demobats, whatever you want to call it, Batagorgons. I don't know. This is insanity. Okay, let me hit play again. Okay, the bats. The bats are going towards the Creel house. So I wonder, is most of the craziness happening in Hawkins and Russia, and they put 11 in California, and now it's like, you know what, El, we need you to go back to Hawkins. Remember that place that was very dangerous? We need you to go back. I hope so. I hope so, so they can all reunite. Oh my God, there are so many of those things flying outside. Wait a minute. Okay. I can't tell if, because there's a red flash of lightning before, just a real quick flash. And it looks like we're in our regular, I can't tell if we're in the upside down or the right side up world, whatever you want to call it, where all the bats are. We might already be in the upside down. I'm looking for some sort of definitive, like, you know, the flakes floating. I don't see that. I see a lot of bats, though. A lot of bats.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.
Okay, now let's stop for a moment. See on the other side, Steve and Nancy are saying, see on the other side. And he's like, on the other side. First of all, Steve's in like a cutoff jean jacket. I mean, can you get more rad? And Nancy is about to pull something or grab something. There's like a blanket or sheet tied up. I don't know what exactly is going on there, but my guess is, I can't tell, are they already in the upside down? There's a lot of, like, if you look behind them, where Nancy and Steve are, there's already, it looks like it's covered in the vines, the tentacles, whatever you want to call it. So they might already be in the upside down at this point, but the next shot, they are definitely in the upside down. So when they say, see on the other side, our gang, because I can see Steve, Nancy, I think I see Lucas. There's four of them at this point. I think there's four bikes. So maybe Max. Oh, maybe there's more. But I think it's our gang. I don't know. But they're definitely in the upside down. And then we cut over and we see this. Look, I just pause it every 5 seconds. I can't help myself. We see back to Soviet Union, where Hopper still is.
Vinso is put here for some other reason.
What does he say? I was convinced I was put here for some other reason. We see now. We see a shot of him. It looks like he's got his hands tied behind his back. It looks like someone is like bent over. Looks maybe tying his feet together or something.
I was convinced I was put here.
Yeah. And there's someone behind him tying him. And a couple things to notice. He's got blood on his shirt. He looks like he's been beaten. He's got a full mustache and a full head of hair. So this is telling me that this shot is right after the end of season 3. Like when they first got him, they first have him captive. Like right away. That's my assumption. And then the next shot, it looks like it's the same room because it's the same wall. I can't tell if he's wearing the same clothes. It looks like it. They're putting some sort of strange gas mask over him. Which I don't know. I don't know what it means.
I was convinced I was put here for some other reason.
We see a door opening and a bunch of people with weaponry in the prison. And my guess with that is, this is just a guess, is that the prisoners there are fighting the Demogorgons. They're not breaking out. They're not fighting guards. We see someone looks like he's lighting a friggin' spear on fire.
I can still help, even if it's the last thing I do.
I can still help, even if it's the last thing I do. It looks like he's standing out there with them. Maybe he's the one who lights the spear. And when they show him this time, head shaved, fully shaven, not beaten up anymore, ready. Oh, and it looks, I think we see a Demogorgon, Demodog, about to charge at them. Oh, yes. It's definitely the prisoners fighting this.
Even if it's the last thing I do.
Fighting the monsters. And it says, every ending. I'm going to say Lucas, Dustin, and Steve with Max. I think we're back at the cemetery. Maybe they find Max there. And looks like they're consoling her. It says, every ending. And who in the hell is this guy? Whoever it is, he's the new dungeon master, because there's Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. He's in front of a dungeon master screen, you know, to like plan out the story. He's someone they're playing Dungeons and Dragons with. I can't picture who that is. It says every ending has a beginning. When it has a beginning, let's hit play there for a second, then I'll go back.
People say Hawkins is cursed.
Let's cut back there. So I'm sure this is one of the new characters who's the Dungeon Master. And then we cut, and it says it has a beginning. And that's when it shows young Eleven in the Hawkins lab with the short hair, with blood in her eyes, blood on the wall, blood all over her hospital gown, broken glass. So we're either going to get a flashback episode or definitely a flashback scene where I'm just assuming they did some sort of digital de-aging, or, you know, I'm guessing this is a different actress, and then they digitally put younger Millie Bobby Brown's face on the actress. That's just me guessing. Could be completely digital, could be just de-aged, but it's definitely hearkening back, or shall I say hawkening back, to the first season, to before the first season, really, the story before the story.
People say Hawkins is cursed.
And we see Erica for the first time. She's definitely in the Creel house, but she's alone. Maybe she saves them. Maybe she finds them. Maybe she's looking for them. Here's the thing that's weird to me. She's holding a lantern that to me looks like a classic bug zapper that my neighbors used to have when I was a kid. That's what it looks like she's holding. Then we see, I can't tell if it's someone standing or swimming next to what looks like a gate, but there's definitely, they look kind of like they're floating and they look shirtless. Maybe Steve, and they're holding a flashlight, and, it's a quick shot. But then that's followed by, another wild shot. I'm going to go back a little bit, and in front of Billy's grave, remember I said Dustin, Lucas, and Steve were checking on her and kind of consoling her? Well, now they're all, the three of them are like taken aback as Max is floating. She's floating. I don't know why, but she's in the sky. I don't know. So there goes Max in the sky.
Not way off.
All right.
They're not way off.
They're talking about Curse. They're not way off. We cut back to the first thing when, you know, we see Max in the sky. Then we see a military convoy, it looks like, in the desert. California area. Three or four military trucks with a helicopter. Is that the helicopter that goes and sees outside the new buyer's house? I don't know. But then it cuts to another shot where three men are holding, are trying to kind of grab 11. And this is young 11 again, I believe, unless they cut her hair again. This is young 11, and things are exploding. These guys fly off her as she kind of goes, and like lets her powers go. And I think this is like when she was in the sensory deprivation tank. Is that what she's wearing? That's what it looks like she's wearing. So I think that's part of the flashback. I think
way off,
saying they're not way off of Hawkins being cursed. There are some quick shots I want to, and I think we're in the upside down for both of this. We see Steve with some sort of weaponry who is hitting one of the bats. And then we see a very interesting shot of a dude on top of a an RV in the upside down, just based on all the vines, playing guitar, shredding guitar. My guess is they're going to be like, the bats are attracted by sound because sonar maybe. And he's going to be like, dude, I'm going to attract them. I'm going to make so much noise. And he goes on the top of the RV and he shreds. But who is this? Is this their friend, the pizza delivery guy? No, this is a guy in Hawkins. Is this the new dungeon master in Hawkins? I don't know, but it looks like that's a... Is that a BC Rich guitar? I know a little bit about... I'm a guitarist, so I know something about guitars. But do we definitely... Okay, Steve is shirtless in this photo, in this video where he's fighting the bat, so I think he's also the one that's... looks like he's floating or swimming around a gate or something. But this is definitely the upside down. I don't know who the hell is shredding guitar, but I look forward to seeing it. We get a quick shot of Robert Englund, who the world knows mostly as Freddy Krueger. And he looks like an old man, and his eyes are completely... First, I thought they were like stitched shut, but it just looks like maybe they're crusty and gross. They're definitely crusty and gross. He looks like he might be blind. I mean, we get a lot of quick shots here. Okay, I didn't even pick up on this one the first time around. There's an airplane, and it's crashing. And ladies and gentlemen, Joyce Byers and Murray are in this airplane. Oh, my God. They're going to Soviet Union to get Hopper, aren't they? That's where they are. And they flew a plane and they're crashing it. Oh my God. There are so many quick shots here. I'm trying to see them all. The plane, that's definitely Joyce and Murray flying and maybe not quite landing the plane. We see this little building. Is it part of the prison? We see these people running from it. It's definitely in the snow, but it's not that big. We see another shot of young 11. I think it's young 11. Oh, my goodness. Demobats. Oh, there's water. Someone's being thrown out of the water or into the water. Okay. I am losing my mind here. Oh, wait. What was that? there's a very scary hand, and I can't tell who it's in front of. I'm going as slow as I possibly can to see who that is. And oh, I went too fast. I went way too fast. I can't tell if that's Joyce, Nancy, or a whole different person. And then it looks like we see a shot of, I think that's Mrs. Wheeler with the third Wheeler kid, the one that doesn't get to do much. A shot of Lucas, who's looking freaked out in the Creel house. A shot of Nancy holding a gun with Steve and Robin. It looks like, again, they're in the Creel house. Nancy is so badass with the gun. Upside down, red. Somebody smashing something in the upside. Is that Max? Oh, and there's definitely some sort of scary monster man chasing. Looks like Max.
It's time.
It's time. We see all the bats around the Creel house. Oh, I wonder if they're like, we have to get to the upside down version of the Creel house to deal with whatever the hell's going on. Because there's definitely a lot focused on this house in this trailer. And so many bats. And there, I'm guessing in the house, is what I believe is the big bat of this episode, of this season. And this dude is completely connected. It's like he's floating down, big monster guy. Now, if I'm correct, if I'm looking at this, one hand is a giant monster claw. The other hand is pretty normal. And he's connected to all these tentacles, vines, whatever you want to say, coming off of him. Now, what if he's the center of all of it? Remember I said he might be the big bad? What if every vine you see, everything connects at him, like he's the battery, he's the main source? Because it certainly looks like a lot of tentacles, vines, whatever you want to say, are, first of all, helping him kind of float. And he's definitely attached to them. And he is a scary looking fella.
You have lost.
And then he's looking right at us. And boom, Stranger Things 4. Oh, my goodness. I'm scared. Now I'm going to rewind it a little bit more when he says, you have lost. And then we get a good, pretty good shot of him. He looks mad. He doesn't look too happy. He's got like no nose, caved in eyes, definitely demonic. I am excited to learn more about this guy. Now, there was a video that the Duffer Brothers did analyzing the trailer. I purposefully didn't watch it yet because I didn't want to be affected by anything they said with all my guesses. But there was a clip of it that I did click on Twitter. And they talked about, first of all, they talked about this big bad, they wanted a big bad, kind of like a Freddy Krueger or a Pennywise, one that had a personality that talked. But they also mentioned his name. And it took me a couple times to hear it. But if you don't want to know it, you can stop listening right now, maybe fast forward a couple minutes. And I'll officially tell you when I'm done talking about it. Okay, ready? Okay, spoiler warning over. They said the name of this character is Vecna. Vecna. Now, I looked up Vecna. Again, this is a little more spoilery. And Vecna is a fictional character appearing in the Dungeons and Dragons fantasy role-playing game. It kind of makes sense, right? Demogorgons from Dungeons and Dragons, the Mind Flayers from Dungeons and Dragons, and now Vecna is from Dungeons and Dragons. I'm looking for like a quick summary of what this character is. It says, originally from the World of Greyhawk campaign setting, Vecna has been named one of the greatest villains in Dungeons and Dragons. Come on. I feel like they've been setting us up for this. Vecna was described as a powerful wizard who became a leech or lich, which is a lich is an undead creature found in Dungeons and Dragons fantasy role playing gaming. Leeches are spell casters who seek to defy death by magical means. Ooh, he was eventually destroyed, and his left hand and left eye were the only parts of his body to survive. I wonder if that's why on his body, the right hand is normal and the left hand is like crazy wackadoodle. Even after he achieved godhood, being a member of the third edition's default pantheon of Dungeons and Dragons, he still is described as missing both his left eye and his left hand. Oh, wait. He was his left eye and his left eye with only parts of his body to survive, but now they're saying he's missing his left eye? I don't know. It says Vecna's holy symbol is in an eye in the palm of a left hand. That's his holy symbol. Whatever the hell that means. I never played Dungeons and Dragons. I read a ton of books in that world, but I've never actually read it. So I wonder if there's an eye in one of his hands. But definitely there's a difference in hands there, and that might just be like a fun play on things. He looks like he has both his eyes, and both are very scary. He's like a giant zombie monster man, almost looking like Dr. Octopus with things coming out of his back. But that's my guess, is that he is like the main battery generator of the Upside Down. He is the Upside Down. That's just a guess. Okay, all done talking about the scary monster man. Spoiler over. All right. It took a little longer than I thought it was going to, but hey, I mean, I'd rather talk more about Stranger Things than less about it. You know, right? Am I right? So a few things I want to get to before I wrap things up. Last time, this was a while ago, I talked about a review that I got from Mad Max, and I said October, which didn't make any sense. It was from February. So thank you again for that. Just to reiterate, it said, it's great. I listened to this in 2022, which again is still this year, but it's still awesome. I first listened to the book clubs and then the others. Well, I hope you're listening to this one. Ladies and gentlemen, you can leave, an Apple Podcast, iTunes review, whatever they're called. And I don't get a notification that these come in, but I check every so often so that I can make sure to give you a shout out. Two more I want to give shout outs to. Run, Heath, run. This came in like right before the last episode back in February. And I missed it. But I'm going to read it. 5 stars. Thank you. I'm going to say Heath, run, Heath, run. This is the best and only podcast. See, if I should stop right there. This is the best and only podcast in all of the internet, right? Wouldn't that be awesome? Okay, so this is the best and only podcast I am and will listen to until the day I die. It's from Run Heath Run. I mean, I tell everyone you can leave an iTunes review, but I'm not sure if you could craft a better title than that. I mean, I almost want to like drop the mic, drop the iPhone. Don't drop it, because I've dropped my phone. Don't do that. But what a title. I'm clapping. I haven't even read the review yet. What if it's like I hate podcasts, and this is the only one I listen to because I hate podcasts. I don't know. But let's actually read it. I cannot get enough of this show or podcast. Ooh, thank you. I cannot express how much I appreciate you putting these episodes out for all to hear. Please keep uploading. My brothers don't even listen to the podcast, and even now and then, I can hear them humming what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club medley. Oh, wow. Stranger Danger Book Club. I listen to the podcast before bed. I love your episodes and stay stranger. Run, Heath, run. I'm guessing that's how it's pronounced. I want to call you Heath as your name, but I could be completely wrong. Stay stranger, my friend. That was a great review. And in fact, there is another review. This came in just a few weeks ago, March 26th, from FinFan1985. I love your podcast. Then there's like starry-eyed emojis, hearts, just a wonderful use of emojis from FinFan1985. Your podcast is the best Stranger Things podcast ever, or as I like to say, ever. I love your podcast so much that I even gave your other podcast a try. Oh, really? I do have one episode I would love for you to make, which is to react to the Stranger Things bloopers. I think that would be very funny. I think that would actually be pretty funny too. Not a bad idea, FinFan1985. I'm not saying that like I have that already in the works or planned. I just think that's a pretty good idea for a bonus episode one of these days. Thank you for putting your time into the podcast. Keep up the great work. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Jim Hopper. What a fantastic review from FinFan1985. And if you'd like to hear your review read on the podcast, leave a review. Now, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to read a one-star review, though I do have one one-star review. And based on the fact that this person gave me a one-star review, I'm pretty sure they're not listening anymore. So let's boo this person. Boo, boo, boo to you. But thank you to everyone else who's given me those five-star reviews and four-star reviews. And well, I guess there's one two-star review. If you're still listening, you listen, but you don't like it. Boo to you, too. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing now. What a day. What a day. It feels real now, doesn't it? I mean, yes. We got posters. Great. We got a date. Wonderful. But this feels real now. It's like, oh, they actually shot this. It's actually done. It's ready to go. And it's not months. Weeks away. Weeks. Hey, Google, how many days until May 27th?
There are 45 days.
45 days away. That's it. So, okay. Hey, Google, what's 45 divided by 7? I want to say it's 6 point something.
45 divided by 7 is approximately 6.4.
Look at that. My goodness. I don't want to say that I'm a math genius, but wow. 6 weeks? So a month and a half? Oh, my God. But it's not months, because that would be 2 months. Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wow. Also want to give another shout out to Jose. Jose, I know I'm not pronouncing your name right. I got your other voicemail. Appreciate it, buddy. And hope you're still listening. Hope you're doing well. And lastly, I just want to give a quick shout out to a Twitter account that I have been following that I suggest you give a follow to. Based on tweeting to me, can't wait, when I tweeted that I was recording, I want to give a shout out to a really good Stranger Things follow, the Star Court Food Court. Follow Star Court Food Court at Star Court FC. That's Star Court FC. Or just if you look up the Star Court Food Court, all one word, on Twitter, they put out a bunch of great little resources, little video. Actually, I think that's where I got the original clip of the Duffers video that I started watching. It was definitely from Star Court Food Court. Is there anything better than a mall food court? I could just spend another hour talking about that. But, okay, I'm done. Listen, my friends, I want to thank you for listening, for subscribing, for staying with this show. It's been a little while since I've done anything, since the last bonus episode. But I'm here to tell you that when the season starts, you know, we're gonna get right into it as quickly as possible. But there will be at least one more episode until then. I'm going to throw another bonus episode in there. I had wanted to do something else. I even mentioned it in the last episode. I haven't got to that yet. Maybe that's going to be after this season. It's something I definitely want to do. It's nothing important. It's actually talking about a different show that talks about Stranger Things. It's a fun little thing that I just thought would be fun while we wait, but the wait is almost over. But we still have 6 weeks, so who knows? Maybe there'll be two bonus episodes in there. There definitely will be at least one. What's crazy is that on May 27th, Stranger Things premieres. The same time Obi-Wan Kenobi premieres. Just throwing this out there, I do another podcast called The Mandalorian Man, where I was covering every episode of The Mandalorian. Then I said, you know what, I'll do every episode of Boba Fett. Now I'm like, well, geez. I mean, I know it's a show titled Mandalorian Man, but I think I'm going to do every episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi, too. It's a very different show than this. For Stranger Things, I pull clips, take notes, and go through everything. With that Star Wars, I pretty much watch, react, talk about it. So it's much less structured, shorter episodes, and there's no Demogorgon, 11, Mike, Lucas, Max, Nancy, Robin, Dustin, Will, Steve. Did I get everybody? So it's very different show. And then a couple days later is my movie month, which is a thing I do every year where I watch a movie every day in June and do a podcast about it. My goodness gracious. It's going to be busy. But I mean, how exciting, right? Right? Okay, my friends, you know where you can find me, right? You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Stranger DPod. And you can find the website that everything I do on Twitter at Fans Not Experts. That's because the website is fansnotexperts.com. That's where you'll find everything Stranger Danger and everything else I do. It's all there. But this is the big one. This is the one that I put the most work into. This is the one that I'm the most excited about. And this is the one that I mean, I'm just going to say it. This is the one that I have absolutely the most listeners. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And if you're looking in a mirror right now and you say, me too? Yes, you too. So, May 27th, Stranger Things returns. Shortly after that, I start talking about it. Wee! And away we go to another thrilling adventure of Stranger Things. But until then, I know you will hear from me at least once. So, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And stay stranger, my friends. Until next time, beware the Demogorgon bats or whatever they're going to be called.
fans, not experts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.